This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Julian Ng, and with me, Joyce Goh, to talk about world markets. Today we have Peck Boon Soon, Chief ASEAN Economist from RHB Research Institute. Good morning, Peck Boon. Thank you for joining us this morning. Now, after a bruising 2018, some believe emerging market stocks may soon find their time in the spotlight. Do you think that EM stocks are poised for a turnaround?
Well, it is always difficult to really predict the precise timing when the things will turn around. But I believe we still have to look at what you know, the U.S. side, the stock market is performing. So far, you know, you have seen that they are actually in a correction mode right now to factor in weaker GDP growth as well as earnings for 2019, which we anticipate that, you know, it will slow down as well. And until we see that the U.S. equity market is more stable, then we can expect funds to come back to emerging markets. And given that, you know, emerging markets in general, the growth is faster relative to developed markets, that probably will come in maybe in the second or third quarter of 2019.
Okay, Peck Boon, what about currencies, though? Which emerging market currencies are in your radar right now?
I think you have also seen the emerging currencies bouncing back because the Fed is changing its tone, becoming more dovish more recently, and, you know, there's some easing in terms of the trade war. So you have seen that the Argentina peso recovered by close to 10%. Turkey lira also bounced back by, you know, close to 32%. I think in the ASEAN here, you have seen that the rupiah has fallen quite sharply by 8% earlier, now has recovered by 6%. And peso, the Philippine peso was down 6%, now has recovered 3%. Similarly, for ringgit, you have seen that, you know, it was down 3% earlier, now has recovered 1%.
And the situation of the ringgit is quite interesting, Peck Boon, because we started the year earlier in a strengthening mode for the ringgit, 390 thereabout, and now it's moved on to the 415, 420 level. Right. Where do you see this going over the next year?
I think that was because the U.S. Fed earlier on was guiding one more rate high for the end of this year and three more for next year. But, you know, just now I mentioned that have turned slightly dovish of late. So on the back of an impact from the trade war, coupled with the monetary tightening process by the U.S. Fed, we expect that economic growth in the U.S. To slow. And as a result, you know, we suspect that the Fed may not be able to raise rate for three times next year. Once seeing the weak economic data comes in, there's a good potential that the U.S. Fed may delay its policy hike, and therefore, you know, probably in starting from second quarter 2019, that's the time probably we will see that the ringgit will strengthen further.
Do you have a target for the ringgit for 2019, Peck Boon?
2019. Predicted by our strategies is around 380, so we are expecting it that it was slowly moving towards that end.
Well, that's a that's a big leap, Peck Boon.
One can hope.
Well, but so how does that translate to investment opportunities in the Malaysian stock market?
Well, despite all the, you know, more positive news coming in, you know, we are still expecting that the global growth as well as home countries' economic growth will slow down in 2019.
I see.
So under this kind of scenario, we will be looking out for strong management companies that could take them through this challenging time and can still deliver some growth. So we will be looking at companies that are catering for consumption spending, because we think that this part of the GDP will likely remain resilient in terms of growth. Banking, as usual, because banking is tying closely with GDP growth, even though it's going to be slower, but there will still be some economic growth to provide earnings for the banking sector. But and of course, lastly is the oil and gas, because we have noted that Petronas says that it will continue to spend. Yep.
But Pak Boon, you know, that jump from right now 420 to 380 in the ringgit, doesn't this result in a money flow rally?
Yes, potentially, you know, that would be a liquidity support for the market. Yeah. So, but until that things really happens, you know, if we look at the fundamentals, you know, these are the main sectors that we will be looking at for the time being.
Okay, Pak Boon, we're into the last month of the year. How do you see markets ending this year? Do you think there's going to be a year-end rally?
Well, you know, based on our touch points with our clients, it suggests that, you know, they are looking for things to buy right now, because they feel that some of the stocks' prices are really cheap. So I guess potentially, you know, you may see one.
Thank you so much. And that was Pak Boon Soon, Chief ASEAN Economist from RHB Institute, joining us this morning on the local market, on Market Watch, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.